Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
It is Hawk Topics because it's Wednesday and our buddy Steve Hawk is in the studio.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, friend.
Hello. Producer Steve, hi.
Hi, Steve Hawk. How are you?
Good. Wow. I didn't want to leave you out.
That was very generous of you, yeah.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, Steve, it's always good to see you.
Timely. Do you know what Mary's Place is?
Mary's Place? No, my wife's name is Mary.
I was going to say, that's your house.
Yeah, that would be your house, yeah. You know that house that's right behind the hospital that's been there for years and it's just like one house right next to the hospital, kind of by the PI?
Yeah.
Yeah, big, beautiful white house.
Up on the hill, up at top, next to the hospital.
It's pretty much throw a baseball out the back window, hit the hospital.
Yes.
It's always been weird to see the hospital and go, why is there a house
Why is that house right there? Yeah. Tearing it down this morning.
Gone.
That's kind of sad.
Diamond parking.
Exactly.
And they're just tearing it down.
Diamond parking.
That's, I didn't see that happening. I was like up there yesterday and I didn't see that happening.
It literally just started this morning.
They sold it for what? Like
a lot.
$5 million or something?
Yeah. A lot. Yeah.
I thought they would have been prepping for it.
They sold it for a lot so they could make a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll get their money back, I have a feeling. Parking lots are popular.
They sure seem to be.
Are you willing to have them tear down these buildings?
Tear down these walls.
Am I willing?
Yeah, listen, here's my idea.
I'm not going to lay down in front of a bulldozer.
Here's my idea. What if they tear down these buildings and turn this entire thing into parking?
Like where we're at right now?
Yes.
See you later.
We all start to work from home, okay?
Then I don't get to see Steve, though.
Still have get-togethers. Listen.
Sadsies.
But what they do is we split the profits of the parking.
Oh, okay. Wow, back in.
Do I get to come down here with my little my ring of keys and open up the diamond parking orange box and take out all the $1 bills and all the notes that say, I'm not giving you a dollar.
No, we're going to have to man the lot because we're going to make sure everybody pays. And they're going to do it all digitally so it goes right into your bank account.
Okay, I'm
there
in.
It is.
There's probably 100 spots you could make over here.
Just link it to my Venmo account.
Times, even if we give them a discount at $25, it's 30 at the arena. So $25, 100 spots, you do the math.
Yeah, no, I see a little place right down the street from ours that has, I think, 9
right over
parking
here?
Spots.
Right over here by the on the corner?
On the corner.
Yeah, with that abandoned building.
Not at the, but across the street from the abandoned.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they have about 9 parking spots. And when was it? I think there must have been a soccer game Saturday, I believe.
So, like $20 probably?
$25. $25 to park 3 blocks away from the soccer.
Yeah. And people will do it because there's just no parking.
Yeah.
Even in that lot, you're making over $200.
So,
a day.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, this lot that we're on right now is prime parking.
Oh, baby.
Right. What if we don't work at home? Because I agree. I would want to see everybody.
Yep.
So, what if we had just like a little smaller building that we just got for the good ones and leave the other people can work at home?
That's hilarious.
Now, where will we put this small building? Will we put it in on the south, downtown, or in the valley?
I'm telling you, there's an abandoned building on the corner that's small.
Is.
We can just take. We'll just take that one.
Oh, you're talking about the old coffee house.
Yes. There's nothing in there. That's ours.
That's there's a reason that nobody has moved back in the last 7 years.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
I don't know, but there's got to be a reason that has been vacant for 7 years. It's like going to a restaurant that is dead all the time. There's a reason
the guy who runs that, he put the fence up over there to make parking. That's him. That's the guy that owns that place.
Well, why wouldn't he tear down that empty building and make it all parking? Because he's holding out hope that somebody will rent it, huh?
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
Well, there we go.
I got a lot of ideas.
By the way, that house that they tore down next to the hospital was built for $19,000.
Oh, wow. What year?
Early 1900s, and they listed it for $6 million last year.
Oops.
What? Dang.
Isn't that something?
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
How's the training for Bloomsday, Steve?
It's going really good.
Yeah.
I have been working really, really hard.
Steve, producer Steve, has signed up for Bloomsday. He's going to do it.
Excellent.
Isn't that great? Because he's new to town.
Yes.
You should do it.
It's your first year here.
Mm-hmm.
You should. What about Hoop Fest? You signing up for that too?
Oh, no.
Absolutely you are.
I'm going
to. You know what he should do? Kevin.
Court
monitor.
Don't, Jay.
Do I get a sash?
No.
Well, you could, they would kick your sash if you...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, as much as I think that's a fun idea, maybe volunteer to, like, hand out the shirts.
Okay, yeah, there's other stuff. Just maybe not
that would be
monitor.
Better. Court monitor for Steve.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Is very dangerous.
The Bloomsday attire, Steve said he was... Well, we'll discuss later. Yeah. Steve said he was going to wear jeans for Bloomsday. Your thoughts?
I think that's a great idea. It's cold at 9 o'clock in the morning. Why wouldn't you? I think most people will be wearing jeans, Steve. So you'll look... You will fit right in.
You know,
you're mean.
For some reason, I think he's being sarcastic.
You'll be back towards the back of the lot, probably.
That's true.
Lots of moms and strollers and jeans.
I told him I believe right he will be with the yoga pants crowd, and so he needs to wear yoga pants.
Okay. Well, and if they're not wearing jeans, Steve, they will be wearing yoga pants. So it just depends. I mean, take your pick. All those fast people up at the front of the line, they might be wearing shorts, but you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
You're not fast.
He's not up there. Yeah.
No.
There's a happy medium, elite. I feel like.
And Steve, do you, Hawk, do you own sweatpants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Steve doesn't have any sweatpants. We said, well, wear sweatpants. He said, I don't really have any sweatpants.
Do you have any warm-up pants? Do you have anything that's like athletic pant type thing?
I do, but the elastic? Yeah, elastic has kind of worn over.
Well, I think the athletic's worn too. So.
Why don't you just paint? Grab some white paint, do a couple of stripes down the sides of your jeans, call it good.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I did just get an email pop up right now. Here's what you need to know about Bloomsday.
Oh, wow. Look at there. Huh?
Look at
that. Because you're an official member now.
Yeah.
Steve Hawk, how far away from Bloomsday will you stay?
I'll be down there.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What are you doing?
Working.
Are you a volunteer?
I am entertaining after post-race.
Oh, you're doing music again?
Yeah.
I'll see
you. This is great.
Oh, man.
This is great.
So I forgot that you were doing that again.
You say I've been working hard. I will be in the beer garden.
At?
The beer garden.
In the park?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we'll be at Clock Tower Meadow.
Okay.
Corporate. Beer garden, that general area, right?
Are you right there at the clock tower? Are you spinning the hits?
Yep, I'm bringing my two turntables and a microphone.
Let's go, baby, man. So anybody who's listening right now and finishes Bloomsday, zip on over to the meadow.
Please come on over, say hi,
and then just come up on stage with you.
I'm not on a stage, but I will be if it's like last year. I'll be up at the top of the hill, kind of, you know, by the clock tower
with a cover,
with a cover, with a tarp, with the speakers, with the
computers. I did not know that
sound system.
This is news to me.
And this is someone else's sound system.
Yeah.
Or
yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's the beer garden, which is sponsored by a beer company, and
sure.
And then there's music and dancing and
what time do you start? Like
about 9 or so, 9:30 when people are finishing.
Yeah, this is awesome. I had no idea.
How many of the elite runners come in there?
It's hard to say because we are adjacent to the Corporate Cup. Now, how many of them come in and start? Not too many.
Yeah.
Not too many.
You're not going to see
I don't wait for the elite to come through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're here. Now the party can start.
They probably also just run through because they're still, you know, they're still running.
They haven't slowed down yet.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, that was a fun little training warm-up.
Now, it's time for me to warm down.
Right.
Let me run for another couple miles.
No, they do,
what?
Too.
What are you talking about?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Springtime. That's how all the roads going the same direction, all under construction at the same time. How you doing, Bigelow?
Kevin James.
You know what that means?
The movie?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
This kid named Sketch.
Okay.
And he's a very likable kid, but he just playing video games gets all wound up. And he always is like, what's up, brother? When someone else logs on or whatever. And then he, you know, special teams, special plays, special players. And then he goes, Tuesday, like doing audibles when he's playing football.
How often do you watch Sketch?
Apparently quite frequently.
Geez, I watch him nonstop now. I watch him nonstop now because I found him to be absolutely lovable.
Good.
I heard a few interviews with him and I was like, okay, this kid is fabulous.
Okay.
It all happened within like a year. He got really famous for all this and he's just the nicest kid. But it's funny because that's the whole thing now. All the athletes are doing it. Like you see it on SportsCenter all the time. You see it in highlights. They're all doing some form of the what's up brother thing. So the challenge is you walk around to people in the office and you just hold up your finger and say, what's up brother?
You want me to do that today?
And then see.
That would be great. Yeah.
If you will do it, I was going to have producer Steve go record it and do it. Let me hear you do it one time, producer Steve.
How's it go?
What's up, three brother? Words.
Oh.
how's it go? It's not it's the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, right. It's like,
You just have to walk around, put your finger up, one finger up in the air and say, what's up, brother?
What's up, brother? What's up, brother? No?
And then we'll just see how many people respond and know the
Can you say bro or anything, or does it have to be brother?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, brother. Yeah, okay.
What's up, brother? Do you have to raise your voice, the pitch? What's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I can't just what's up, brother?
Kind of. I mean, that's either way would be fine.
My finger is masculine. What's up, brother?
Oh, wow. Really getting in your face there.
As long as you came back with that, I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, what if I use a different finger? It has to be your index finger, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
Easy.
Yeah.
So we might have those exciting results tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. To see how it went around KXLY.
I will do that here today to almost everybody.
What's up, brother?
Okay.
And then just keep walking. No one will know.
No.
But they'll just all have... It'd be interesting to see what their responses
are. Right, and that's the fun of it. I don't want to stop and converse and explain.
Yeah.
No, heavens no. You either know it or you don't, and I keep moving. Yes.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, if you really want to see confusion, just go anywhere downstairs.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it'll all be like, not much. How are you?
Yeah. Mm. But then I have to start something with them.
Nope.
Just keep walking.
Are they absolutely. The only hope is a younger person or somebody who has kids.
I'll go to accounting because they don't like me anyway.
Okay. That can neither be confirmed nor denied. We don't know for sure. We got the secret sound momentarily. Steve, how's May on your list of favorite months?
Well, pretty good. I have a birthday this month, so I like that fact.
Whoa,
I was born
buddy.
A while ago. My mom's birthday is this month. Mother's Day is Memorial Day, the official kickoff to camping. Mm. You can still camp and burn fires. I mean, I love May.
The weather takes a turn. I mean, this is great.
Out of 12, where would you rank it?
1.
Nice. Oh, wow.
This is favorite month.
I mean, is there anything more important than my birthday?
Is it tomorrow?
No.
I can't remember. I'll have to look.
I know lots of people have birthdays in other months. You know, some famous people have birthdays in December.
Well, yeah,
but
clearly.
May.
Thank you.
May.
Thanks, Steve.
Come on.
May 12th.
My birthday.
Is that your birthday?
No, we don't have to do the guessing game.
No, I'm just saying that May.
Or you could just tell us.
23rd.
Okay, thank you.
23rd?
Yeah, remember I share it with somebody?
Yeah, I know that
Yeah, I
part.
Know, but I couldn't remember
Why
what it
did
was.
They have Elizabeth a cake Taylor. Today over there?
Because it's that other guy's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you not get the email?
Nobody looks at emails while they're on the show.
That's correct. Oh. What he said is right. Steve Hawk is right. He's always right.
That would be confused as working, and I don't want that to come.
Kevin worked here for like 4 years, and then I said something about, well, it's in your work email. He goes, I have a work email?
I have a separate email.
He's like, what is that? Just email me at home. Steve, thanks for coming in, and happy early birthday, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
We wanted to be the first to say
I love May.
I love May.
You can celebrate the whole month.
Secret Sound coming up next. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
How many number ones does Garth have? He was very close, Blake was. From what I could see, there was a discrepancy between 19 and 20, so I'll give him the 19.
19 is a great answer.
Kevin James.
Steve, 2 number one songs is a bad answer.
About that.
Just, I mean, he had that by 1990, but it's fine.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country, it's time for Jay and Kevin's
Do you hear that?
Secret Sound.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
What you doing?
Hanging out, listening to you guys.
Oh, good deal. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, how long do you think you normally listen to us on a daily basis?
Oh, man. Whenever I'm in my car. So.
Yeah. Good answer.
3 hours, 4. Oh. I have kids, sports.
Yes. So there's a lot of time.
Wow, that's a lot in the car.
Yeah. You can listen at home, at work, or in the car, Kevin.
You can.
You can listen on your phone if you have the app. You can do that.
Yep, I listen there, too.
Oh, look at you go.
Man, you are the role model listener. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Well, have you been keeping track of some of the stuff that's been going on with the Secret Sound?
Yes, I have seen all the clues and the guesses.
Oh, okay. Look at, you know what, guys, give her a round of applause. That's very well played on her part already. Let's see what we're playing for.
The current jackpot for Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound is
$902.
All right, here we go, Tammy. Let's play.
Here's the Secret Sound.
T- Tammy for $902. What is the Jay and Kevin secret sound?
Is it the footrest on an armchair locking into place while taking a load off?
The footrest.
I like the way you weave that all together. The footrest on an armchair locking in place while taking a load off.
Yes.
She's using the clues.
Yes, she is using the clues. Oh, darn it. Well done, though. Yeah, very well done.
I thought it was close.
Yes. Well, you know what? We're going to qualify for a $100 gift card just for playing the game, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tammy. We appreciate you. Have a good day, okay? Hold on 1 second so Steve can get your information. We have now got to increase the jackpot.
The jackpot for the next round of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound will be...
Man.
$915.
Stay tuned right here to the big 99.9 Coyote Country for more chances to win. For access to all wrong guesses of Jay and Kevin's Secret Sound, head to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com and become a Country Club VIP member. And always remember to Secret Sound responsibly.
I don't know what it is today. You know how I have this chair right here and I always kind of turn it around so that my arm's on the... You probably can't see me.
I cannot see you.
Yeah. So
his monitor's too big.
Yeah, his monitor's too big. I always use the back of the chair as kind of a place to set my arm.
Yes.
You know, because I don't use my left arm all the time. I use my right arm all the time because I have to start all the stuff, but I don't use my left arm till I shut the mics off. I just rest it here, and it's kind of there.
Oh, while you're standing.
While I'm standing up, yeah.
Okay, I was like, what are you doing? Why are you sitting side saddle in your seat?
Well, I couldn't. This one, you can't. It has arms on it, so you couldn't do it.
Well, I thought maybe your little legs could slide under the armrest.
Well, you know what? Now that you've said that.
Adjust it up. Slide your little legs. Armrests don't do well with me because I'm too wide.
Yeah, you're wider than the armrests are allowing you to be.
Oh, these chairs aren't bad, though. They're pretty comfy.
Yeah, I like them. Anyway, this one keeps getting in the way today. It's like I think it's stuck on something. So every time I try to roll it, it gets in the way. So anyway, that's neither here nor there, Kevin. I just wanted to let you know that was what's happening. Did you want to do a clip of the day today? How do you feel about it?
World.
Anything in the whole world.
It's the whole reason I came in today.
Oh,
I mean, 2-day vacation days, and I was like, all right. Should I go back? And then I'm like, yeah, I better go back and do clip of the day.
Oh, well, thank you.
Kevin's clip of the day.
It is prom season. I love always seeing the kids out and about doing pictures. You know, in my neighborhood, you'll see a lot of them go get pictures.
Is it because the river's in the
down
background?
Down by the river. Okay, yeah, they'll go down there.
Makes sense.
And it's a good place to maybe have dinner somewhere or whatever. So. You just see a lot of the kids walking around in their dresses and their, you know, tuxedos looking all fly. It's always fun. I like to see the kids, and then, you know, getting to DJ some of them is very fun as well. This young girl did not have the experience she was hoping for.
Oh, no.
Beautiful young lady's got her yellow dress on. She looked so good. But what were they doing? Before she left, they were taking some pictures at home of just her. And they have a pool, so she was taking pictures around the pool.
Well, I just ruined my prom. I just freaking fell into my pool. In my prom dress. Do I do? Like, my hair's not going to be dry in an hour for pictures. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to be full beat and hair ready in an hour. How is my dress going to get dry? I'm not going to prom. My grandma is crying.
Oh.
Hysterically right now. I'm in a hot bath, though, so okay.
It was very hard to hear. Hopefully you heard it, Jay.
I did, yeah, that she fell in there, and now her dress is wet, her hair is wet, she's not going to get ready in time for pictures, her grandma's crying.
Yeah, I mean, and this girl, it was the classic where her hair looks wet, and her makeup is just running down her face.
Oh, man.
And so it's just that thing where she realizes, what am I doing here? There's really no way to get this ready.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you would be able to. I mean, and again, you have a deadline. You got to get pictures before you go to the dinner or whatever, to the dance and all that stuff. So
your
yeah.
dress is wet. Your face is ruined. Your hair is ruined.
You probably started about 3 o'clock.
She had a pretty good
3
attitude about it.
Yeah, she did.
Did she say, I'm in a hot bath?
Yeah,
so
I'm in a hot
care.
Bath. Yeah,
I'm in a hot bath.
So I don't care.
What do I really care right now?
Right. Man.
Oh, yeah, that was... not good.
I saw the one that was making its way around the internet the other day where it was at a wedding and the bride and groom had a dog and they had multiple dogs and the dogs were there and they were taking pictures with the dogs before the wedding, you know, and one of the dogs peed on the bride's dress.
No.
And of course, you know, white what? Dress, yellow.
What kind of dog is it? What are they doing?
Well, it was a long train on the dress, and the dog just peed on the sidewalk, like just, you know, and then, right. and, but it ran right into the dress, so not yeah, really the dog's fault. And I was like,
good.
Oh, man.
So, I did see, you know, at the prom I DJ'd over the weekend, it was a little, you see the kids at the end of the night, and some of them are very happy or whatever. And there was one girl who was just sitting there with her arms crossed. And I was trying to find the boy that belonged with her. And
belonged with her.
Yeah, because I had seen them dancing earlier in the night.
Man.
And he was nowhere to be found. And I thought, oh, man. And I just felt really, I almost just wanted to go over to her and say, I am so sorry.
Say, what's up, brother?
Yeah, like, what's up, brother? And just try to make her feel better because I thought, And you know, when you're that age.
It's everything.
It's the biggest deal in your life.
It's everything, yeah.
She'll look back and laugh on it.
Right.
But, I mean, right now, it's one of those where it just crushes you.
Yeah, that's not great.
Wait, was that a... 99.9
Coyote Country. Yes, Steve?
A prom breakup?
No. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I pulled out a white dress shirt that I had not worn probably 7 years. Maybe more.
Okay.
And I shared the picture
with you already. It's like 20% of your life, so you know.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
The thing is, it's no longer white. It's kind of more of a beige.
Right.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
All right, Steve, you can kick us off here.
Oh, boy. I'm feeling full, Jay.
Full?
Mm-hmm.
Full of what?
Full of burrito.
Oh, wow. One little burrito took care of it.
Nah, I don't know. I'm feeling content, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
But it was very nice. One of our coworkers had an extra burrito, or burritos, I guess.
Yeah.
And, hooked us up, and then I went to go outside and say thank you to him, because he ran away after he dropped it in my studio.
Right.
And I was very confused what he was doing. And...
burrito drop.
And he goes, why are you always smiling? Smiling at me. Okay, I'm sorry. And
sorry, I'm happy.
And he goes, it's only Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And I turned it around on him and I said, you know, well, it's also already Wednesday.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Half full. Steve's a half full guy.
Yeah.
That show is very well known for being concerned with the day of the week.
Final thoughts.
They are. They all say something about it.
Oh, happy Wednesday.
Like, how you doing, huh? It's Tuesday. We're getting through it. You know, it's just one of the... That's funny. I think some people have that. And when you work together, it probably catches on with everybody.
Yeah, probably. It's kind of a tick almost, you know, where you're just how's it going? You know, not bad for a Wednesday.
By the way,
how are you doing for a Tuesday, though, if it's Wednesday? Are you doing great?
For a Tuesday, if it's Wednesday.
Like, if you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing okay for a Wednesday. But if it was Tuesday, I'd be doing great. What?
Yeah,
I guess.
I guess too confusing for me, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do have a Mexican-style salsa condiment package, Jay.
Thank you. We'll so add it to the
why
mix.
Why didn't you use it?
It was enough without it.
What? No.
No, it wasn't.
It was not. You're lying.
Oh, golly.
Shall we go on?
Yeah, let's move on, shall we? It is Wednesday. I know it's Wednesday because it's always a special day at my house. Because... I've been very lucky. 6.5 years I've lived in my apartment building.
Okay.
And I'm in a very unique spot where I just don't really have neighbors.
Right.
My apartment's big enough that it takes up the whole first level. There's basically one neighbor above me is the only person that I ever hear. And in the 6.5 years, there was a lady who lived there for a while who wore heels a lot.
Oh,
after work.
Oh, sure.
Hardwood floors, so you'd hear her heels. But then she'd take them off, and that was fine.
Right.
But I always knew what time she got home, and I could hear the heels, and that was it. The guy who lives there now has kids, little kids, or at least one or two little kids that are there every Wednesday.
Oh, I see.
And on the weekends, every other weekend.
Got it. Yep.
And so it's funny on Wednesdays, and I was reminded of it this morning, you know, at 5 a.m. when I heard someone running upstairs.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, good Lord. No, that's not an adult. No one gets up and can run, just instantly get up and run unless you are a child. Is that correct?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
You don't get up. This is while I'm, like, limping around the house going, oh, God, my back and my... stretching, trying to. And
you then should I just yell next time you hear run. Next time you hear that running, just yell, "Where are you hurting?
Where are you?"
Barely
so I don't know.
Nowhere.
I don't know if the kid had a little bathroom trip or what was going on, yeah. But I know this: when I go home today, when I take a nap, it's headphone day for naps because it's the kids will be running around the whole time. And again, I'm not mad about it.
No, it's just part of apartment living. Yeah, but yeah.
And I'm very lucky that I only have it once in a great while.
Correct, yeah. At least you know what day it is. Well, how you doing? Well, it's Wednesday. Gonna hear the pitter-patter of kids any minute.
Already Wednesday.
It's already Wednesday?
Although I feel that way, having 2 days off.
I imagine. New month, new sign at ABC Storage.
Oh, yes. What do we got?
You can't be angry and say the word bubbles. I mean, it is a hard word to say.
I see, yeah.
Because you kind of bring, you know, it's like...
bubbles.
You can't do it.
See if I'm going to try my hardest.
Yeah, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Let me think about something that'll make me mad.
Like a nap time and some kid running over top of your head, waking you up.
Yeah. What about Steve's beat the show questions?
Oh, good one.
I thought they were pretty great today.
Bubbles. Bubbles. Hey, Steve. Eat bubbles.
Wow.
How was it? Did I sound angry?
It sounded angry, but then
I was kind of happy.
It didn't sound mean.
Because the thought of Steve eating bubbles is hilarious.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, take it, use it, enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
ABC Storage.
Yeah. And in the meantime, if you'd like to qualify for the CMA Music Fest Flyaway, we are going to give that huge trip away here soon. So if you'd like to qualify for it, you can call right now, 509-441-0999.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Gotta go. On the way out, though, we're gonna make producer Steve work his jean-wearing, Bloomsday-walking little hiney off here.
Easy, Jay.
I like that description.
I don't know what's happened there.
You know exactly what's going on.
I don't know. We give away a prize today for the month of May, and we take four qualifiers each day. Draw at the end of the day for the prize. Today's prize is Silverwood tickets, so if you'd like to qualify for those, we'll take two of them. 509-441-0999. Working his jean-wearing, Bloomsday-walking hiney off for us today, Kevin.
Or Jay, do you want to do... Actually, I don't know if
nope.
We have... Okay. All right, that's fine.
Nope.
Nope.
That's fine.
Whatever it was.
Nope.
Nope.
So anyway, so there you go. Kevin, good to have you back. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate
you're
that.
You're so welcome. As I told Steve earlier, don't get used to it.
We are so glad
no,
you
I'll
came.
I'll be here.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
It's good to have
bye.
Both of you here.
Bye-bye.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
It's good to have you, Steve.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
I'm sure.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Kevin, okay. I'm going to need a keyword.
Are they all
this
gone?
This is KXLY-FM Spokane. And now your Coyote Country Club keyword.
Also, what would you like for points?
Ooh, I don't know.
50 grand?
Yes.
Okay.
Then say, how much can I do?
Yeah, 50,000. That's a lot, but that's okay. 50,000, what do you want for the word?
Can you hear me through this tube? Yeah,
you got a poster rolled up.
Can you hear it through this tube?
I can, yes.
Jeans. Jeans.
Jeans is your keyword.
Get rewarded for listening.
Okay.
On to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com.
With a J.
The big 99.9 coyote country.